Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. There's a new sheriff in town as far as the Cadillacs are concerned. Bob Brady and crew will join us. Plus, we got tickets to start giving away, right? We're in the spring training. Regular season's right around the corner. Baseball, huh? It all starts now.
Byers & Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Got a lot to get to. Next Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting live from Roger Dean Stadium. You know, Roger Dean was a car dealer. Mm-hmm. Built a stadium down there in Jupiter, Florida. And that's where the Marlins and the Cardinals played. Funny thing about the Marlins, no fans in Florida.
I know.
There's more Cardinals fans there than there are Marlins fans. And they're in Florida. I can't understand that. It's a great stadium, though. We'll be broadcasting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, along with Dale Coley and Brett Jurger and Kevin Burhaney. We're going to have a good time. So, you know what we don't really do much of when we're down there?
It's watch baseball.
Watch baseball. Yeah. I don't know. It's like we play golf and we do other things, but there is baseball. And if you haven't been down to spring training, you really should think about it. They built a beautiful hotel right across the street, so you don't need to worry about like rental cars or anything. I mean, literally across the street, and it's nice. And one of the interesting things they do before every game there in spring training, they have a huge table like in the front sort of concourse, you know, area before you go into the park, and they have all kinds of memorabilia for sale. And it all goes to the Cardinals charity program, which they then give back to the community. So you can get, I mean, it's not just new stuff. It's old school stuff. You can get like Bob Gibson, whatever. I mean, all autographed jerseys, balls. And here's a great story. A couple of years ago, one of Kevin's employees is a huge Bob Gibson fan. So Kevin buys a Bob Gibson autographed baseball for his employee. And this is like Friday morning. Friday morning after the show, we're going back to the airport. We drop off the rental car, and we get on the bus heading back to the airport, and on the bus is Bob Gibson.
Right.
So Kevin got a free autograph and a $250 autograph all in about a two-hour time span.
I remember that story.
That's great.
That was great.
But that's what spring training is like. Yeah. I mean, you bump into Ozzie Smith or Red Shandies or whatever. It's a lot of fun. So we'll be broadcasting live starting Wednesday of next week down there. My great pleasure to welcome to the program Bob Brady and Steve Gensler in from the Bob Brady Auto Mall family, which grew exponentially. It was announced yesterday. First of all, good morning, guys. Bob, you said something interesting about Steve, who's your general manager of the Auto Mall. You were looking at the tuna towel, and you said that Steve is your tuna the way tuna was to John Skeffington.
Absolutely. Steve is not only general manager, but he is managing partner of all of our dealerships. And if I could tell you a quick story, I started December 1, 1986 with a standalone Dodge dealership. There were 11 dealers, 11 different owners in town. Now we're down to four. But I'm first day in. I'm sitting at my desk. I had been there about 4 hours, and my head was spinning, and I was dizzy. So this young kid popped in and said, "Hey, I need a job." I said, "Well, I just got here. I don't even know where the bathroom is yet. Give me some time. Give me your phone number, and maybe I'll call you." So I took his name and number. And I said, I recognize that he had a little step in his pep in his step.
Yeah.
So I called him 2 weeks later and said, "Hey, Steve, I need somebody to wash cars for me," which is how I started in the business. And he said, "Okay, I'm there." And he was 15 years old when he strolled in, didn't even have a driver's license. So he came to work for me. And 31 years later, he's running the whole empire. He's a partner, as I say, and we've been together ever since.
That's a great story. It takes a team, right? I mean, you can get great salespeople. You can get great what? I mean, you got to have the whole sort of concept. And I want to talk about, by the way, Moorhead is the one that we were forgetting. We were looking through this whole succession of sort of like ownership. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, forgot about that.
And so how did – give me the breakdown of – you were even going beyond Tallman. How did all of this start to where we are today, where it's now part of the Bob Brady Auto Mall?
As far as our acquisitions?
Where Cadillac started.
Cadillac was on Oakland.
Okay.
Jack Tallman, Cadillac, Pontiac Cadillac, actually.
Right.
And just down the road from him was Hazelrig Chrysler Plymouth.
Yeah.
And out north was the Ed Bedingfield had it when I was there. Mark Lockmiller was running it, who did a fantastic job there. And out beyond North there was the actually people forget, but the Isringhausen had a Mercedes dealership here.
Yes,
in town
they
at that
did.
Time. So then I had the Dodge dealership, and so Dean Pogue, Mr. Pogue, came in and he bought the Buick GMC Cadillac or GMC dealership that time in Forsyth, where we're currently located. Then shortly after, he made a deal with Mr. Tallman and bought the Cadillac dealership. Then he moved it out north, and there it is.
All right. And Mr. Moorhead was here for a short time. So there has been a lot of and some people that really maybe were kind of local but not local. I saw in the paper today an Allison Petty story that Mr. Pogue went back to Missouri every weekend. And so it's great to have – I mean, we are all about celebrating locally owned businesses. You know, the people who, you know, keep their money here and give back to the community and make those decisions here. And as you said, that group gets smaller, you know, every year. 11 dealerships, you know, locally owned to four. So what made you think about expansion?
Well, I have been talking to Dean for over 3 years on and off.
Really?
And so it's taken a while to come together. But at one point in time, I went to Steve. I said, "Hey, Steve, I'm talking to Mr. Pogue." And I really wasn't sure whether I wanted to step out and make another investment like this. And I guess I can blame it on him because he pushed me to move forward with it. And that's what we did, and here we are.
All right, so you've added a lot of inventory to the lines. I mean, you've gone and you added Chrysler in 2007, Jeep in 2010, Fiat in 2016. Now you're looking at, you know, GMC and Cadillac. I mean, people are going to have a lot. Steve, but that's a big adventure right there.
No, it really is. But it gives us another look. You know, we get into some big SUVs. We get into some luxury brands that we don't currently have that we can't offer customers. And we really and truly want to expand on that and move that forward. We know where's some opportunity there for us.
All right, so now you run the competition. That's got to be a little weird thing. You wake up, right?
Well, we'll be.
You've been telling everybody Ram, GMC. Now you got to like go. Well, you know, we got both.
Well, that's funny because I would joke with my buddies. For example, I have one buddy, Kent Lakaitis. He drives a GMC, and I knew this deal was coming down, so I was having a little fun with it in advance. I said, "Hey, Kent, that's a bucket of bolts you're driving there." And he says, "Oh, that's not too bad." I said, "I don't know about that." So this information comes out, and he texts me. He says, "What do you think about my bucket of bolts now?" I said, "Well, I'm going to have to rethink that deal."
Yeah, no doubt about it, right? So this is going to be a great addition. Now, how in the world I pick up the paper this morning, and there with Allison Petty is a picture of my dad. Now, I'm not going to say my dad buys too many cars, but he buys too many cars. How in the world did he ended up buying your very first Cadillac?
Well, it's quite by accident, and it was about the time we were taking over. And actually, I have to tell you, Brian, and I told your dad, I'm mad at him because I'm walking around the showroom floor, and there's this beautiful white Cadillac. And I've always wanted to drive a Cadillac. And I've always wanted to say, in like I drive a Ram truck right now, and I always wanted to say, you know, this rides like a Cadillac, but that has never been politically correct. I couldn't say that with the Ram.
No, it drives like a Ram.
So I see this beautiful Cadillac, and I said, "That's my driver. That's my driver." Well, Terry Beyer buys my damn Cadillac.
So it was bittersweet, your first sell. Well, tell me about what you guys have planned. And obviously, you know, the Cadillac brand is still right in this country. Not everything, you know, has survived over the years, but that's a brand that still means something to people, right?
Yes. It's Cadillac is a wonderful product. We've got some great products coming. I think it's really been underserved in this market over the years.
Yeah.
I think this should be a wonderful Cadillac market. Frankly, I see a lot of people running around BMWs and Mercedes, mm-hmm. and those are certainly nice cars. But I think we can get those drivers in a nice Cadillac.
Yeah, don't you think we need like a now Decatur Cadillac? Don't you think that should be something we should be able to figure out? Yeah, absolutely. It's great stuff. Now, you guys also support a lot of things. We see each other all the time at the YMCA. We got our YMCA challenge that's coming up there. Why is it important, Steve, you know, for the company to give back and be supportive of things in the community?
Well, I think we got to be in touch with the community. And the reason why, you know, I'm on the YMCA board also, and so when you're on boards and you're in the community and you're supporting the celebration and you're supporting Now Decatur, and I think really and truly that, you know, you got to give back so the people give to you. And it's not all about the car deal. It really is about people. And I think that at the end of the day, We want to make sure that we're right there in the community with all of it,
right,
with everybody.
A good sales guy, right, doesn't want to sell you one car. They want to sell you 10 cars. You know, and if you have those great relationships that continue throughout the years, I mean, that's really how you get success.
That's exactly right. You know, you can't do it alone. And the salesperson and our staff, everybody has got to come together to think of the customer. Not only the customer, but, you know, the community too. I mean, Decatur has came a long, long way.
Yeah.
It really has, and it's exciting for us.
Right. We had a lot of fun in Hawaii with our Jeep promotion that we did with It's Hot, Bob. And I got to tell you, though, I got the T-shirt when I was heading over there. This is a youth medium. It was that or a double XL. I'm going to have to get hooked up with a correct size T-shirt. But we had so much fun over there with the Jeep because you guys do have these Jeep products, and they are so different today than they were 20 years ago, right? I mean, it's not like a bum, 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 bum ride. I mean, we took it all over up to a volcano, to the beach, drove it right out there, Poliali Beach on Kauai. How much fun are these things?
They're amazing, to be honest. And, you know, they've just got a brand new Jeep Wrangler that just came out. We just got them.
What is that?
It's the new Wrangler with all the new features.
Yeah.
So when you want to go and, you know, hit all the touch screens and get all the technology,
yeah,
you now have it. You want a top that you can push a button and it takes the soft top all the way back by itself? We got it.
That's amazing.
You know, and they've made the thing lighter and easier. So the one you drove there,
yes,
compared to the new one that just came out.
Isn't it amazing? Like when you get like just a couple of years, I mean, all the technology that's out there. And the thing over the years, Bob, you've been in this business for a while. You know, there used to be a huge separation from a Cadillac to a Jeep, right? I mean, and now, you know, everyone can afford to have the amenities, right? I mean, it used to be you'd have a cheap car and a nice car, and there wasn't a lot of in between.
Yep. It's there's so much technology in these automobiles,
and
they're getting more expensive because of that, and as well as the safety features of the lane avoidance and all. I'm electronically impaired, so I get.
I will tell you, thank God we're not. And when you get in and you deal with that that dashboard through your iPhone, you can find the Nowdicator app right there and listen to this show streaming. You know, versus an actual radio, which is pretty cool the way that everybody can get their information today.
We have a guy at the store, Brad Warren. He streams every single morning on this show. You know, the technology that we got in the dealership, in the cars, it's amazing today.
All right. Well, listen, we got to do something big. We got to throw a big party or something.
Yeah, we'll have a grand opening once we get settled in. One thing we're working on right now is we're a little bit low in inventory.
Right.
I told the zone manager from GMC, I said, I need some trucks. I said, give me 100 trucks and drop them on me. He said, well, it's a hot truck right now. And it is.
Yeah.
So there's a shortage of them, but we want to get some trucks, and then we're going to have a grand opening. We don't know exactly the date of it yet, but we'll have a lot of fun. We want to have do something a little different, have kind of a dog friendly type of dealership.
Yeah.
My daughter has a dog named Charlie, a cute little dog. He's going to be the dealership dog. So we want people to bring their dogs in. The employees bring their dogs in. We'll have a lot of fun.
All right, guys. Well, congratulations on the acquisition. Glad that it's going to stay locally owned,
and
people are going to be here invested in our community. That makes a huge difference. Congratulations to both of you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Brian.
Very much.
All right. Thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate it. They're the brand new owners of the Cadillac, Pogue, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Major expansion for the Auto Mall family for Bob Brady. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Do have a chance of showers this morning, then another chance after 2 p.m. today. Highs near 56 degrees for your Wednesday showers. Thunderstorms likely. Lows around 47 degrees Thursday. Showers likely before noon, turning to sunny skies and highs around. Temperatures rather falling to around 42 degrees by 4 p.m. Then Friday, sunshine, highs near 47. It is 49 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Todd Hendricks is a family man with two children in college, a successful small business owner, and a community volunteer as school board president and assistant football coach for 30 years. Like you, Todd Hendricks sees the problems with our state and offers real common sense solutions. Todd supports Second Amendment rights, fair map redistricting, and pension resolution, not just reform. Family, community, public servant, proven leader. Vote Todd Hendricks for state representative on March 20th.
Paid for by friends of Todd Hendricks.
What if you could take charge of your future by reimagining what it means to earn a degree? What if you could be the one who defines what it means to be successful? Milliken University has built an environment where students take learning out of the classroom and into real-world experiences. It's exciting. It's innovative. And with a 99% graduation success rate, the results are amazing. Make it Milliken and apply today. Learn more at milliken.edu.
Newhoff Media.